connected, but isolated. That's often the way we in our world are described, as we can get a phone call or a message from the other side of the globe in a flash, but struggle to have a meaningful connection with the person sitting next to us or in line behind. Connected, but isolated. Technology has a lot to do with this, more options, more distractions. But I think this also touches on another tendency of our times. Spiritual, but not religious. I want the individual experience, an enlightened code of behavior, a wise, fully integrated life, but not the restraints of religious structure. This makes sense on many levels. We focus more these days on the individual than the community. Just thumb through any Instagram feed, if you so desire, if you're really brave, a political Twitter account. Along with this, perhaps in some ways the cause of this capital I individualism, we have seen much more profoundly the scandals in institutions we are supposed to trust. Our local church in the news again this week, and it's not just a creative allusion to my letter to the editor on Tuesday. We see the reactions. The fastest growing political party is independent. The fastest growing church denomination is the nuns, as in the none of the aboves. Connected but isolated. Spiritual but not religious. While this might make sense on certain levels, we have to say, what a loss. To be connected with community, to be spiritual with ritual. This is what we need to embrace and model, and thus, in some way, in our day and time, help redeem. And New Orleans is the perfect place to do it, I think. This weekend, the perfect time. Now, imagine this is when I'm supposed to insert some sort of carnival example here, right? But I'll keep that space clear on your St. Rita homily bingo card, at least this morning. I started thinking about all this a few weeks ago during a brass band procession from funeral home to tomb. Just a little word on this. If there are more African Americans in the band than in the actual procession, I question just a little bit the authenticity of the second line, particularly when the ratio is like 6 to, say, 0. But the movement, in and of itself, was still very impressive. It's an utterly wasteful movement, right? Walking slowly, pushing wheelchairs, or helping around oak tree roots, when the easiest, most efficient way would be just to hop in a car and drive to that blocks away plot. Or even better yet, just let the funeral home deal with those unpleasantries. I think in this, though, there's something we see in this ritual, a link to the past, to all the many other funeral movements in some way we line up behind, an expression of grief in song and attire and pace for others to see and know and share, a connection to others alongside us on the journey, supporting each other, walking with and for each other. We get all this in a simple ritual, something not there if we just speed through it or try to create our own. Connected with community, spiritual with ritual. Life is fuller lived this way. Life is more beautifully layered this way. Just look at our gospel. What a model for spiritual and religious, with ritual practices giving structure and space for the heart. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. No matter what has been revealed to them in the lead up to or the aftermath of the birth of Jesus, the faithful Holy Family follow the provisions of the law this morning. They see themselves firmly part of this Jewish community, know that this son of theirs, this son of God, is tied to these people. They know the importance behind the actions, the why of it. And it's precisely in this ritual space that the Spirit acts. Simeon came in the Spirit into the temple. Anna coming forward at that very time. Ritual is the privileged place for such spirited prayer. Our religious structure is the most precious point of connection with the spiritual life. The law and the Spirit are joined together this presentation day. Do you see that? Better, do you feel that? They need to be there together. And together here as well. Not just in the temple past, not just with the Holy Family and Simeon and Anna. We need to experience this too. Mass, a ritual we're so familiar with, we can at times half-thinkingly nod and amen at the words, body of Christ, at our reception of the real presence of the risen Lord within us. We're comfortable in this ritual, which is a great blessing as it means we have regular access to it. We have returned and returned to it. But we have to come with something of the Holy Family's sense of it. Knowing what we are to receive, we come to make offering to God. When our ritual is prepared for and embraced, when we go to a Bible study or learn a little bit more about the Mass or just arrive a few minutes early rather than maybe a few minutes late, the structure might no longer feel like shackles, but more like space. Space enough for the Spirit to move. Our readings say this day. Our city, in some ways, says this. May our lives say this too. There is richness in being connected with community, in being spiritual and religious. May we notice that, embrace that, not limiting our eyes this day to the wonders of our God, not flattening the layers God speaks to us through.